Hey mga Kumaras and Kumpares, Mars Whatna is now a part of Bunk Collective, podcast that came to play. Have a listen to this other podcast, one of many amazing shows exclusive to Bunk.
I loved you then, I love you now, and I will continue loving you until I can no longer.
You took a part of me until I had nothing left.
The old me had to die so the new me could be reborn.
I didn't deserve that pain. I deserve love, just not from her.
Today, I choose myself.
I wanted to tell you, but you weren't there.
These are the stories that I wish you heard. Streaming weekly episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts.
Hi, it's your Mars!
Cheng babe!
And Beshavai Galiwao here!
With our new segment, Mars
Unwind Rewind!
Hello, hello, hello. So, what a week, Mars. What a week.
Well, yeah. I don't know if I mentioned it the previous episode where I started doing some jump rope or skipping, and then I'm trying to learn tricks. And it, a friend of ours found a coach here in Hong Kong. He's Filipino. So, yeah, we had a mini training last week, and it was fun. And we might have one this week then. So, yeah. What else happened? Yeah, we went to Janelle. So, it's like a Filipino resto bar here in Hong Kong with a skip and rope gang. And some of our mutual friends. You were there.
Yeah.
You got to sing.
I followed because I came from work and then sabi ko, I don't want, I haven't really hung out with sina Michelle and Jessa was there too. So I was like, yeah, I'll follow. Yeah, it was fun. Janelle was always like, yeah. I loved how all the tables always joined together. And I love the girl from the next table. She was like, you know, instructing us how to sing, what to do. So cute.
She's like, it's a choir. All right. Give more energy, guys.
Mars, when did we go to Sina Carlos' place to sing? Was that also this week or no?
I think it's this week.
Oh.
Let's just say it's this week.
Yeah, just we had a, you know, like a get-together, like barbecue, birthday bash, sing-along sesh. Always fun, always fun. I never knew there was flying roaches here in Hong Kong. Only for the Philippines, my gulay. I thought I had escaped them.
Well, yeah, because his place is the village area.
Mm-mm.
So most probably.
The funny part is, nagtitilian kami doon. Pero yung nagtitili, hindi kami.
Yung mga lalaki.
That's funny.
Yeah, there's the musical group and then the kwentuhan group outside.
That was so good. I'm looking forward for another ganun, the next birthday, the next celebration.
Oh, I talk about trying ballet?
Yeah, you said you were gonna.
Last time.
How was it?
Well, it was interesting. Because we had to wear masks. So if I took the mask off, you could see me like smiling the whole time. Like, what the heck am I doing? Am I doing it right? So I took a photo with my friends, and then they have this posture where you put your hands in front, like you're hugging an invisible jug.
Which position is that again? They have like French names for everything.
I don't know what to do with my fingers. So I took a photo, and then my husband, he saw it. He's like, babe, why are you doing gang signs? I don't know. I really don't know.
They need to like have it like really delicate and closed in the front. I forget, is that first position? I forgot what's that called or not. I'm not sure. But what else did you guys do? Did you have like a bar? Like, did you do it by the bar?
Yeah, those stretching was a bar. The instructor was very nice. I mean, she's a really good instructor because she was like, arms higher, don't put too much pressure on the bar. Like in my head, I'm like, I need pressure because I'm falling. I'm like, I don't know how to balance myself. So, yeah. Okay, yeah. What happened to you, Mars?
What happened to me? Long story short, it was a holiday the other day. And I came to a beach party ready to catch up with all my friends who had been there hours before. And then I took too many shots of many things, mix. And then I got so brave, you know, that liquid courage, it made me jump into that beach. And even though I swim, not really, I float and I swam past the barrier. And I attracted all the lifeguards because I looked, I was going in circles apparently, you know? So they're like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm good, I can swim. I insisted that I could make it. So I made it to the platform. And then on the way back, I was struggling. So they had to send Kevin to make me, you know, help me out, find the save right way because I was swimming away from the shore. Shonga. But yes, I am so hard-headed while drunk sometimes. Oh my goodness.
She survived, so yeah.
But I'm alive. I'm not speaking from some plane or heaven or hell or something. But yeah, so yeah, long story short, that was it. It was fun stuff. And today I passed out. I wiped out, you know, so tired.
Okay, guys, she didn't drown.
I didn't drown, yay.
She still swam back.
I swam back.
And I made it here
to talk with you beautiful people today. Okay, so going to our topic.
Yes.
We had our episode about blended or mixed families with Kumaring Carrie and her daddy, Kumparing Tito J. Yeah, that we had before in our episode.
Extended or blended or mixed.
Yeah. Yes.
Apparently, we talked about it. Exactly. We talked about a lot of topics in this episode.
Yeah, true.
Shall we start with dynamics nila?
Dynamics.
Because apparently, Tito J didn't really get to marry his ex.
Mm-hmm.
They were never married. They were just ex-girlfriend's boyfriend. They were young.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't continue their relationship. So the only thing that he could do to like spend time with Carrie is, I mean, the way he could like actually see Carrie was because of the court.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's like as if for the law here or the court decision, it's like usually for like illegitimate children, they go to the mother's side though. So yes, most of the decisions would come from this the mom's side, mostly with the lola, diba, who said like how much time he could spend with Carrie or not.
Yeah. But the lola was still nice because apparently he could only visit Dao by from the court, like just few hours that one day, like once a week. Yeah. And then the lola of Carrie was like, no, you could spend time with her. She could sleep over at your place from Friday to Sunday.
Yeah.
It was nice.
It's very generous of her. So, in a way, that's good. Another cordial, you know, they're in good terms with each other. And for Carrie, it's amazing then because we would ask her questions about like how it felt like growing up between two families. And she was like, I don't know, she never felt like she was any different. And the best, she even made cuento that she actually enjoyed telling her story how to her friends, and they get so confused because they're like, what? Like, yeah, she likes to confuse them with, you know, how the story of her family and how because she has a big family pa din, no matter what. So she had cousins and uncles, aunts, ganun.
She has a big family, and she's like, oh, it's a blessing. It's confusing, but it's a blessing that I have a big family here in Hong Kong. She's so grateful.
Yeah, true. But she's very, I love how she views life, and, you know, she's just taking it all with a grain of salt. She's unbothered and just, she's trying to see all the silver linings with the situation.
And for sure, throughout the experience or the week, like until now, for sure she's like stressing out from time to time. But she's really good at like changing her mindset, her viewpoint. That you could say, the siblings part.
Mm.
You're like, oh, So how was your relationship with your sibling when he when your stepmom gave birth to him? And she was like, to be honest, Dad, I didn't really like LJ. But it's understandable naman, di ba? Because she used to be the bunso.
Yeah, she was the only one on their side of the family. So, yeah. Of course, when somebody takes the limelight or, you know, gets the attention, especially because he's the baby now, it's kind of hard to give that up. Yeah, exactly. They said now, with age, parang they became really close.
Yeah. But yeah. So not just the sibling, she also got closer to her stepmom.
Yes. So,
I don't know. I don't want to call her stepmom because she treats her as a mom.
Yeah. She calls her mommy light. It's so cute.
Yeah.
And she even shared like when she knew she was the one and all those things. It's adorable because like they even have a funny story about how open she is regarding LJ. You know, she's like, oh, she cried. Oh, he's bulbul. Sorry, I can't forget that story about the bulbul.
Yeah, if you guys didn't understand, context there. Because she was sharing like, oh, my stepmom and I, or Mommy Lai and I are really close, even with like certain topics that are uncomfortable for others. She shared, and then she shared about that one guy, like, well, you know what, started crying emoji. What? LJ has bulbul. I'm like, oh my god. She is open, she is close to you.
Yeah, because it's funny because you don't expect that, right? Like, I mean, that what Carrie was saying, the bush mentioned nung beginning, she wasn't keen on having like a stepmom because she mentioned then something about her parang an experience with her stepfather and her the relation with her mom na parang she didn't really have a good relationship or a good experience, so she was like, oh, like maybe like Disney is right or something like that, na parang stepmoms are scary. And then how she wanted Tito J actually not to date anybody, but yeah, it's amazing how nakuha yung loob niya.
It was so funny because he was like, because we were asking him, so what did you do, because Carrie didn't really like she told you that she doesn't want to have a stepmom. Well, I did it behind her back. Like, true, because of course,
that's
the way. you still want a companion. And
true, yes.
It doesn't mean that you would forget your son or daughter. No, I mean, for some people, they don't really want to or they don't need. But then, some people do want someone there by their side. And and then like what you said, she also shared how she thought that her mommy life was the one. She, instead of us asking, she brought it up. She's like, hey, do you know why I she's the one for me? I'm like, oh, that's so sweet. And Tito J shared about like how similar they were because of their experience.
Because her mommy Lai was also, she also grew up in a family na had like step siblings, step parents, and how their relationship then was very good. So she knew too how to make Carrie feel, you know, like accepted and fully part of the family. Walang issue yung like not being blood relative ganun. That's a thing.
That's so nice because she also shared a part where she felt weird at first, and maybe sometimes now, but the way her mommy Lai would introduce her as her own daughter.
Her own daughter.
But when people are like, oh, sino siya? Ah, anak ko, or she's my daughter. I'm like, you guys are so mean.
As in, she fully claimed her as her own. That's adorable. Yeah.
And then, Tito J talked about her mommy like as a really loving person, and how people can easily like talk to her. So she's a lovable person though. She's easy to love.
So much so that I was gonna say this later on, but like she was able to win over the Lola, right?
I was gonna say that didn't go. You read my mind.
Yeah, that's so amazing. Cause like, of course, this is the mother of her mother, so you'd think that she'd be pabor sa anak niya, right? And she would compare anyone else that came after to her own daughter. Pero she was able to win her over.
I guess she could see how she interacts with Carrie and how she's very kind to others, I guess, with the other family members. So Tito Jay knew about it afterwards because his wife mentioned it though. It's like, oh cool. So yeah, communication lang talaga, everything.
Parang the differences between both sides. I think what I remember, like parenting wise or discipline wise, parang I just remember that she was saying Tito Jay is a little bit more lenient compared to the Lola side. Like she even regarding like dating, ganun. That's what I remember. But I think what I remember is like Tito Jay pa din is still he gives way din. Like he just wants they all want to be in good terms. So Carrie tries to follow the adults. That's what I remember her saying. She's like a good girl. She follows the adults,
But I do understand them and the mom side why they're very protective of her, why they're very strict of her. It's because, it's not their own daughter. And I feel like if ever something happens to Carrie, they would feel really bad because, of course, it's not. I mean, that's their kadugo, you could say. That's their. How do you say it in English?
Their blood?
Like, really? Yeah. So, of course, they're like, oh, I don't want her to get hurt because of the situation. Then, so I guess you could say it's reasonable for them to be protective, but then. We don't know how she was treated exactly, because all we know is that they're very strict, not like how my dad's side is. For sure, like what you said, the Tito J would be firm and has his own rules. But yeah, they're more encouraging and more supportive, you could say.
Because sometimes. That they're, sometimes you need different types of parenting for like different children or different needs. Like sometimes you want the support, and then sometimes, you need to be disciplined. Does that make sense? Like sometimes if she really needs is like some sort of caring instead of being told off, like it will have more of an impact sometimes, right? Like, parang you want, sometimes you don't want to just hear people telling you off. You also want them to see where you're coming from or something like that.
Yeah. Well, the Lola's different generation din. Like what Tito J said, he can't really. He would adjust more for the mom side so that they could actually be in a okay relationship. You could say it's better now than before, though. So it's a good progress, you could say. Because Carrie's growing up na rin eh. May sariling utak si Carrie. Yeah, we were talking about spending time with both families. How do you celebrate Christmas? Happy New Year. New Year's. And birthdays and graduations. Mm-hmm. And she was saying that she was so happy that her graduation has 2 days.
Yeah. Double the siya. Double celebrations.
What else can you say about it, Mars?
Yeah, it's basta. I don't know. I don't know why I came into the episode. I don't know. Like, not with an expectation, but sometimes you have like a preconceived thing. you know, like, oh, it's not really harmonious, these type of families, like there's bad blood in between them. But from this family, you can see that anyone can make it work, as in if you just have, as in the same, I don't know, you have the same goals and stuff like that. It's like, and family can come together from anywhere. So it's like, Tita Lai can say that Carrie is her daughter. It doesn't need to be about blood. Yeah, like, you know, people are all like, for blood is thicker than water. But families are formed with, you know, just from love and all that. It's cool to see that, I find it beautiful. And you can see Carrie as a product of both families. And she has taken both their teachings and has become a well-rounded, strong, independent individual. And it's beautiful to see. And you can see how proud Tito J is of her and how much he loves her. Yeah.
And, like, we have this part where we asked Tito J, I think, where how is he spending time with Carrie and LJ? Is it balanced? Yeah. And the way he explained it was that, of course, I'm with LJ more. So,
yeah.
When Carrie comes to visit, we give all our attention to her. And for sure, LJ understood like the situation. Now, of course, I miss Ate din, so let's give her the attention. Guys would be guys, they have their guy thing. And then Carrie has their bonding. the mom bonding din.
I'm just trying to remember like the event that they all hung out and she was just so happy to see them all in one place. Happy and also kind of, you know, nervous how it could be her debut. Yeah. But she was surprised to see them all getting along so well because they were, instead of putting their own issues in the forefront, they put it aside to remember what was important, which was celebrating Carrie's debut. So, I don't know, it's amazing how these two families are, showing their love it's cool. It's cool, nga, like, that whole blended element. When I think of it, I think of, like, modern family then, you know, and how it's interesting how, like, the TV show, how all of it works out in the end, like.
But it's crazy, like, Tito's situation of trying to adjust and trying to be to have more time with Carrie, try to show there's no favoritism and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And how his wife, like Carrie's mommy Lai, is always there, like very supportive, very close, very welcoming of her. Yeah. And same with Carrie.
Yeah.
And like Not to forget about Carrie's mom's side. Her grandma really took care of her. Kahit na, like what she said, they're very strict. But I think, obviously, she means well naman. Carrie, for sure, learned a lot from
the lola.
Her lola, her mom's side. Din. So she's still grateful about her mom's side. Do you think you would survive Mars if you have like two families and then?
No, I would buckle under the pressure. I would feel the expectations from two families and feel like I couldn't meet their expectations or something. But no, like, it's cool then. I like seeing the positive spin on it. Like, Inyash, like, she has fun about telling her story to friends, how she enjoys that she has her holidays fully booked, like back to back. She plans it so that she can spend, you know, the equal amounts of time with each family, right? So it's cool. And like you said, it's beautiful. Then, it's just like they're always, they're like, but they know she's busy, but he's like, anytime that you have time for us, we're here. You know, it's maganda lang because he knows she's all grown up. He knows that she has her own things, but he's like, he'll always be there for her. Yeah, his message is so beautiful. And like, yun nga, it's like, basta. They fully, both families love her so much. And that's what's amazing about this whole blended, extended, mixed, modern family, modern times right now. Yeah.
And it's funny how she was like, all Filipino family understand this type of things. And when she shares it to her, to local friends, they're like, wait, what? It's so funny, right? Like how other countries or other cities or other nationalities, when they hear about these stuff, they're like, wait, there's such family? It's normal? Really? Because in the Philippines, when they go like, ah, anak ni blah, 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 skay, blah, blah, blah. And then they'll go, ah, okay, ganun pala yun. And it's here, when it's here, they're like, oh, okay, it's like a scandal or, I don't know.
Like some teleserie thing.
Yeah. It's like, ooh, it's interesting. It's confusing, but ooh, tell me more.
Spill the tea.
Exactly. So it's so funny. And yeah, the way Tito talks about how he loves Carrie's boyfriend, but then not as much as he loves Carrie and LJ.
Yes.
And then LJ. Carrie was like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. That's cute. Close nilang magamay. It's okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. We will show short clips of the video. So, we were drinking, and Carrie was being so disciplined by drinking water. We have to work on that
marketing the next day. Yeah. Yes, I need. Yes, we refrain. We're not that young anymore.
So. Oh my gosh. But yeah. What else can we say about the episode? If you listen to the episode, you will hear like maybe two or more parts where either Tito J or Carrie would go like, oh, I want to know this. I didn't know this part. So it was fun because...
they're also...
Yeah, they also didn't know stuff from each other, and once they heard it, they're like, oh, I didn't know that. That's cool. Like the especially the part where we asked Tito, did you notice that Carrie was uncomfortable with LJ at first, and he said na actually yes, not obvious, but then they sense that there's something.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yes, because it's interesting din, because, yun nga, like step-siblings din. Like, sometimes it's something, yun nga, hard to navigate. Na, you think, especially because their age gap is so big, no? Like, LJ, I forget how much their age gap is. Did you say 7 years? Yeah, a lot. So, yun, parang you'd think na, you know, honestly, like, for other families, at that point, they'd be like, "Oh, I don't want to have anything to do with the sibling. We can live our own lives. He's like a kid. I'm an adult." But yeah, it's there. Like even when Carrie had those initial, you know, I mean, it's normal then to have those little jealousies or sibling rivalry or for attention. But like in the end, like yeah, she really loves Elijah and LJ, she's very protective of him. Yeah.
Oh, I keep calling him LJ. It's Elijah. Whoops, sorry. And the part where
that he's taller than her now.
No, like, she can't believe. Yeah. Like, oh no, I want him. He's like, he's growing too fast now. His voice is so low. Yeah. I guess it was somewhat easier for them to get closer. Is that? Yeah, she's very. I guess maybe before she's very consistent of meeting them, and then now she has a different job. Maybe she gets really busy, so it's harder. And plus, it's Hong Kong. It's not like in the Philippines where you have to go to another province to see your step parents or your other side of the family. But here in Hong Kong, you could just have like an hour bus ride or MTR and stuff, and you could easily meet. I guess that's how they get closer. They have more time to meet. They have more time to spend time with each other. I guess. What do you think? They're close because you did say like some step siblings wouldn't be close, even though with their age gap.
Yeah, and also she mentioned din kasi that she was sort of close din with her step siblings on her mom's side, but with the distance din biglang nawala yung relationship. But that, like you said, like here in Hong Kong, she can, you know, it's closer din, as in, like you said, they can find time to be with each other. And now that he's getting older, she has more, they can, you know, it's more equal footing, the two of them. Like, apparently, like, talk about girls and all that.
or, like, serious topics now. They can somewhat talk like an adult to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is so nice. And she really loves him. She says it in the episode, how she loves him so much and how she was like, I can't hate him. He's too cute.
Yeah. And she still calls him baby. Kind of like how you call your baby brother Totoy.
Totoy, so sorry. Even though he asked me to call him Michael, I'm like, it's so hard. I will say it in front of others, but then I was with him, so I'm like, Totoy. I try my best to call Michael. I feel like it's a very positive naman yung episode.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Even though there were some negative parts, they both did try to share how they deal with it in a different manner, in a better way for the both families to be all right, you could say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all handling it with a level of maturity and, you know, consideration for everybody involved.
We somewhat sum up the episode, but if you want to hear more stories, how they talk to each other, it's really nice.
Yeah, it's like a really healthy father-daughter relationship for sure.
They might not share most of the ugly parts, but you can hear naman from their story that they try their best to find ways to make things better.
This is Mars.
Unwind, rewind.
Baba you!